try to get some energy out of her, but last night was a perfect example. She was up most of the night. She went in.
Well, this is all, you know,
my son.
All part of the same
okay.
thing.
Yeah, I think so. Now you kind of got the idea, folks. We've got a dog that's waking up her owners in the middle of the night every night. It's getting worse. We've had chronic physical problems for the last 5 years. It all started after she moved into this house. So Ann and I had this conversation over the phone during the week, and it sounds, I think we've got two different things going on here. But you heard Dr. Al also say, boy, this sure sounds like the imbalance. So Ann, I need you to hold on. Dr. Al, you're going to hold on. We're going to close out this hour. We're going to do Martha's four-step flea plan. So you know when you see all those commercials for all the chemical flea control products, there is another choice. You don't have to use them. Then after we start the next hour, we will bring Ann back up. We'll go into more detail and find out what Dr. Al has to say about all of this and how this relates to Robin and Mystic Radio. That's a good one. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM, KKNW, Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha with another Animal World tip. With the warmer weather coming, something I'm sure we'd all rather not think about, fleas. But if you want to keep fleas off your animal friends and out of your house, and if you'd prefer to do that holistically with all natural stuff rather than with toxic chemicals, now is the time to get prepared and start paying attention. The good news is, it's not difficult or majorly time-consuming to keep your animals and living environment flea-free, naturally. But you do need to know what you're doing, and there are four steps involved for complete success. Step one is preventative and involves making your dog or cat friend unattractive to fleas. Fleas are not attracted to healthy animals. They like animals that are unhealthy and physically out of balance, and one of the most important factors keeping your animals healthy is what you feed them. I recommend you start by feeding the highest quality, all-natural diet you can. This can consist of processed, dry and or canned, dehydrated, home-cooked, raw, or a combination of several of these types of food. Whatever you choose to feed, I suggest you add the Missing Link supplement to provide what's missing in the foods themselves, especially the omega-3 and 6 oils, essential for healthy skin. For critical flea months, say May through October or November, you can add a supplement to your dog or cat's food to help repel fleas. Bodyguard, a yeast and sulfur formula, and Ventline, yeast and garlic, are two products that I have found to be successful. Some animals may require additional supplementation to be healthy, like antioxidants, probiotics, or digestive enzymes. A good holistic veterinarian can help you get this right. The better you feed your animal friends, the healthier and less attractive to fleas they're going to be. Step two is to get rid of fleas on your animals and then keep them off. At this time of year, unless your situation is an unusual exception, you have no fleas on your animals yet. So right now, this step is all about paying attention and prevention, so the fleas don't get a jump on you and get established in your home and yard. If you allow your animals to leave your environment or take them off your property, especially if it's to a potential flea area, like a dog park, it's a good idea to spritz them with a natural herbal flea repellent spray. My favorites are products made with erigeron, also known as fleabane or neem. You can get these products from holistic vets or naturally inclined pet stores. I spritz Annie Golden Retriever before we go to a questionable area, and sometimes again before we come home. During flea season, which begins any time now, it's a good idea to do your regular flea checks on all your animals. Running a flea comb through your dog or cat's fur is one way to check. Comb down the middle of their back. Be sure to comb around the base of their tail and also around their neck and chin. Another way is to roll them over and check their bellies, watching for fleas. For dogs with heavy coats, too thick for a flea comb, have them stand up facing the same direction you are. Stand over them and, starting at the base of the tail, run your thumbs backwards through the fur up the back to the neck, looking for running fleas or flea dirt. Flea dirt is tiny black specks made of dried blood. If you suspect you found some flea dirt, crush it on a wet paper towel. If it turns red, it's flea dirt. Time for a thorough flea combing. Remember to have a bowl of soapy water ready to dump any fleas you find into. Repeat this once, or preferably twice a day, until the fleas are gone. You might prefer to bathe your animal friend to kill fleas instead of combing. No need to use flea shampoo with insecticide. Any mild shampoo will kill fleas if you leave the lather on the animal for 2 to 3 minutes. Be sure to supervise and do not allow your animal friend to lick any of the shampoo. Step 3 is to get rid of fleas in your house and keep them out. If by chance you're an exception to have fleas in your house now or in the future, my first choice to get rid of them is Fleago, a safe powder you sprinkle on floors and fabric that dehydrates the fleas. It's available at any good pet store. If you do not have any fleas in your house now, just follow the rest of my 4-step flea program and you won't get any. Step 4 is to get rid of fleas in your yard, and this is probably the most important step of all. Keeping your outdoor environment free of fleas is truly the key to keeping fleas out of your house and off your animals. Now, you only need to do this step if you had fleas on your animal friends last year. If you did, then it's critically important to spray your yard with beneficial predatory nematodes. That's beneficial predatory nematodes. They are microscopic living creatures that eat the larva of fleas. They also do crane flies. They come in suspended animation, so to speak, and come alive when you mix them with water and spray the grassy and dirt areas around your house and yard. Because these nematodes are alive, you must wait to spray until the outdoor temperature is consistently above 50 to 55 degrees. Spray just before a rainfall or in the morning or evening and water them in well. They last about 6 to 8 weeks, and if you've had a serious flea infestation recently, you may need to spray twice the first year. The good news here is that once you get those fleas out of your outdoor environment and you practice step 1 and 2, you won't have to spray the nematodes every year. By the way, you can buy the nematodes at garden supply stores, some pet stores, and feed and grain stores. I know you may be thinking how much easier it is to use what I call the chemical quick fixes, like the liquid spot-on products, pills, or injections. And you absolutely can do that. It's your choice. But it is my opinion that these products can be dangerous to both our animal friends and our environment. And I think if you knew what I know, you wouldn't use them. Okay, so there you have it, Martha's 4-step flea prevention program. And if you need more detailed help or clarification, call me, because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob-bob-bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
Good morning. Danielle. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, it's first Sunday of the month, and that means it's Vet Sunday here on Animal World. Dr. Al Pluckner is here. He is the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it. Dr. Al's website is www.drpluckner.com. And we will have him back on the air here live with Ann and Gig Harbor and continue our conversation shortly. I've got some information to give you. Now, phone lines are open and will be open for the rest of the show. You can call us for several reasons. You can call us if you've got an animal or human medical care question for Dr. Al. Dr. Bernie will be joining us in the last hour, the 11 o'clock hour of today's show. And we will have open phone lines throughout the show. You can call us to invade the prize closet via Sandy. You got to get through her to get to the prize closet. And we have Wagon Tails liver cookies and treats, discount coupons available, and the actual liver treats available and cookies. We also have copies of Dr. Al's book, Pets at Risk. Now, the local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW, which translates to 888-298-5569. Now, you can send us an email while we're on the air to our live email address. It's pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you've got a question or comment that you want to bring up on today's show, get your emails in as soon as you can. If you want to get in line to speak to our vets on Vet Sunday, give a call for that reason as well. If you don't want to be on the air, you can always call and talk to Sandy. Tell her what you need to know, and she can ask your questions for you. Now, when you go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, there's lots of great information for you there. You stay on the homepage. You will find links to all of our Animal World advertisers and sponsors there. That is the most important part of the show, because without our sponsors, there is no Animal World. So please, if you need to spend money on your animal friends and good products or services, please check our advertisers and sponsors, because if one of them can take care of you, please let them, and let them know that you appreciate them sponsoring Animal World. And let's see, you can also link to our audio archives. Our shows are posted on my website each week, sometime after the show, usually later in the day. They're posted, and you can listen to any of our past shows. Oh, back to last June, I think, is when we started doing this. You can listen to past shows on the audio archives. Now, you can also send me an email other than the live email address. Please use the animalworldlive@hotmail.com only while we're on the air. If you want to get a message to me otherwise, use the Contact Martha button on the website, that or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, if you need my help with your animal friends, keep in mind I do not work via email. You can send me information via email, but always follow up with phone calls. The best way to get a hold of me is bug my voicemail and always leave a message, because my office is in my home, and I may not be close enough to grab the phone when it rings before voicemail picks up, but I can call you right back if you let me know you called. So you can reach me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, 206-525-2016. Now you can reach Sandy at www.animalnature.com.
drpluckner.com, Dr. Al at www.drpluckner.com as well. And if you're submitting current events of items, please do so via email. If you need to mail something to Animal World, get the Animal World mailing address off the homepage of the website. All right, we're going to break just a little early, take care of our advertisers and sponsors so we can get to all your phone calls. And you'll be next up in Gig Harbor. We'll find out more about what's going on with Abby the Collie. And phone lines are open for the rest of the show. So stay with us. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, if you've got dogs, you need to know about my friends at the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. They are conveniently located just off of 405, north of the 522 interchange, and they've got the best doggy daycare in the world. It's a fabulous facility. If you travel that North 405 corridor to and from work, you can pop off on your way to work, drop your dog off, pick them up on the way home, and you just get to go home and relax. All you got to do is feed them because they're worn out from playing with the other dogs all day. Got behavior training issues? You can book a free behavior evaluation, get an hour of their time, no cost, no obligation. You can do board and train, board and spoil. You can even board the cats, your cats there, because they have a fabulous cattery as well. Check them out. It's the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell, 425-486-9567 or www.aocb.com and tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality, all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Felidae all-natural pet foods. Go to www.canada.com for more information.
Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World and Vet Sunday. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Dr. Al Pluckner is here, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, The Breakthrough Endocrine and Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it. We are in the middle of a conversation with Ann in Gig Harbor. Let's check to make sure everybody is on board. Dr. Al, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, all right. We're on a roll. Woohoo! All right. Now, we're talking about Ann, who she and her family moved into the house that they're in about 5 years ago. Their now 12-year-old collie, Abby, started having physical problems after moving into this home. And we've got chronic sinus discharge on one side. She's had more physical problems, ended up in the hospital with pneumonia and so forth. We also have behavior issues developing where she's waking up in the middle of the night, owners. She doesn't want to go. She doesn't have to go to the bathroom. She doesn't need exercise. She gets stressed and frightened, acts like she's seeing things in the dark. And does that kind of cover the details, Anne, about what she's doing?
That's right.
Okay. Dr. Al, what do you think overall here?
Well, I think, as Ann knows, and I'm sure she's gone through the diagnostics, in looking at a patient like this, as a veterinarian, you'd say, well, let's kind of culture the nasal discharge. Let's make sure we don't have a chronic bacteria, some kind of a fungi, aspergilla, et cetera. Let's X-ray the area, make sure we don't have a tumor.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's say time out there. Anne,
yes.
All of that has been done, correct?
Right. After we couldn't get rid of it with antibiotics, first of all, they told me had her teeth cleaned.
Yeah, so just fill us in on what's been done.
Okay,
medically.
So they did what they should have done.
Yeah,
okay,
let's go from there. Yeah, I want everybody to know all the stuff that she's done so far.
Okay,
so fill us in on kind of what's been done.
Okay, when she first got sick, it was a nasal discharge and then a cough. I thought she had a little cold, took her to the doctor. They gave me some antibiotics, and I don't know, various kinds. I've had every kind you can think of. They gave me one kind. It didn't clear it up. So then they looked at her discharge, and they said, well, we don't see anything in there. I think it might be her teeth. So I took her in, made the appointment, and she'd had her teeth cleaned before, but they knock her out. They said, we're sure she's got some teeth that need to be extracted. They knocked her out. They cleaned her teeth. Her teeth were perfect. She just had a lot of plaque. No teeth had to be extracted.
They were looking for an abscess canine tooth.
They thought
big tooth
three
would go up into the nasal cavity.
Right.
They didn't find
that.
They found nothing. They told me before, we're sure she's going to have three
right.
teeth extracted. Their teeth were fine. So then I said, well, now what do we do? So more antibiotics. I thought, I'm going to change vets. I called friends. I said, do you know of a good vet? They recommended me to Dr. Reese, who's in Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
Started seeing him. He tried some different methods. He went and took another culture. Couldn't really see anything in the snot, the kind of snot that she had. We had her on a different kind of antibiotics. And then he said, we'll try a steroid. That seemed to clear it up. Anyway, we went along to where she was kind of stable.
That was an important thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. So just keep in mind, folks, they gave steroids. That cleared it up.
Cleared it up. The antibiotics, she was really hard. I mean, I had to put them down her throat. She stopped eating. She would be really fearful of what was in her food. She shouldn't take them for too long. So then back to the vet again. Anyway, she was kind of stabilizing, and that summer she started getting really short of breath.
She had the pneumonia?
That's when we took her in to the emergency vet, and they diagnosed her with pneumonia. They put her on a respirator. She was in the emergency vet for 3 or 4 days. That doctor, I continued over there. I thought, well, this doctor might know more, you know, more in depth. Then we went to the scope where they looked up her nose to see. Actually, I think the scope was before she got pneumonia. Took her up to a vet in Kitsap who was supposed to be an internal nose specialist. Knocked her out, looked up there. The good news was she didn't have any tumors, but they couldn't find anything. And they said it's not unusual because your little cavities up there, sinuses are very small, and something could be up there, but they couldn't detect anything.
It terminates, yeah, okay.
And their only other advice to me from that point on would be a CAT scan, which was quite expensive, and I thought, boy, she's been through so much. I'm just going to hold on to her and just let her stop getting poked at for a while.
That was smart, Ann. Good job.
Well, so that's when a little bit later she developed pneumonia, and then we tried to clear that up with she was on another set of antibiotics. She stabilized, but then it was a few months later that she came down with another breathing thing, so she was back to the vet. Didn't have to spend the night that night, but they treated her as well, and I saw that vet for a while. Pack over to Purdy. He gave her, I said, I just can't do the antibiotics anymore. And he says, let's try a shot of steroid and antibiotics. I don't know if it was a combo. And that really, it was wonderful because it lasted about 3 weeks. But then we've just been kind of watching her. She still has the nasal discharge, and she sneezes. But I thought, well, I guess I'm just going to have to live with this. That's when she started, it wasn't too long, it was about 5 months now, that she started waking up about 3 a.m, nudging me, looking around like she sees things, panting. Then she shakes. She shakes like she's just fearful.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go into my son's room. It was just last week. He had some friends over, and they all spent the night in the basement. And he came up and woke me up and said, Mom, the dog won't leave me alone. She keeps nudging me and nudging me. And I don't know what she wants. And
looking for help, huh?
It's not that she needs to go outside. You take her outside. She'll sniff around. You bring her back in. She just won't calm down. I thought maybe she doesn't like the dark. I've left lights on.
Yeah, so you really have tried everything.
I
sleep with her in another room sometimes.
I do, because my husband can't have her waking him up, so I'll take her out in the living room with her pillow. And she just comes over to when I'm laying on the couch, and I just try to comfort her. But she can't be comforted.
So this nighttime thing has been going on for the last 5 or 6 months and has been getting worse, right?
Getting worse. Last night it started at 1:30. And
going on longer. So and so this week then she was referred to me, Dr. Al, and you can imagine where our conversation went, which is why she's here today. So and that pretty much covers everything, Ann, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. That's where we are now.
Okay, Dr. Allison, what do you think?
Well, she has the imbalance. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, Ann, and obviously you realize, too, when she got the cortisone, which she was deficient in, she did get better. And the main thing is that when that IgA antibody, the mucous membrane antibody, has been reduced because of the syndrome, it's going to hit the mucous membranes in the body, and the genetics will determine what impact you're and where it will go. So that's the nasal cavity, that's your respiratory tract, the whole bit. And as those estrogen levels from the adrenals due to the cortisol deficiency get higher and higher, she will have all kinds of bizarre behavior and see things and do things. Now, the interesting thing is, in looking at this, it's easy to do the endocrine immune test and get her corrected. I mean, that's going to be an easy thing to do. The thing that you need to think about is that when you moved into this house, was it coincidental that as she aged, she acquired this, or are you on municipal or well water?
We're on well water.
Well, you need to check your well.
I don't ever give her water out of the tap. I don't even use the water out of the tap. Nobody drinks it. We get it out of our filtered refrigerator.
You know what you should do is, since it is well water and since it is filtered or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just use out of the refrigerator our filtered water. That's what I give her in her dish.
What you should do is see if your water district would analyze that for not a lot of money.
Have the well water tested, and you can test a sample that you've filtered to see what's in there. What would she be looking for in the water, Dr. Al?
Well, if you've got a heavy metal of any sort,
Well, how would that be getting into her system, though, because she gets the filtered water from the refrigerator?
Well, but the filter doesn't necessarily take out everything.
What you've got to realize is what you should do is do the well water and do the filtered water out of the refrigerator.
Right, see, because it may not be filtering everything out.
What if it's not? Yeah, what if the filter's bogus? I mean, the fact that they say, oh, this is filtered, you know, the light will go on, and this is when you have to change it.
Right.
It may be filtering a whole bunch of things, but there may be things in there from a molecular size that are still getting into the water. So the fact that it's filtered doesn't mean it's innocent. It may well be, but the point of this is everything is guilty till proven innocent.
Okay.
And the point of it is the mechanism will bear out the fact that she has an imbalance. But the question is if she has acquired it through age or because of the water. Okay? So what you want to do is everything's guilty. So right now you want to find that out. And even it's real important to find out for yourself, too. Because if you're drinking only filtered water, that's all good and fine. But is it clean filtered water?
And bottled water. That's all my kids drink and my husband.
The thing is, we're looking at two, as you know, from bottled water. If it does come in plastic and not glass,
right,
are we getting a type of estrogen out of the plastic?
Okay.
I know this sounds goofy, and honestly, we're seeing more and more and more of this, and they're wondering why the incidence of cancer throughout the country is getting higher and higher and higher. Maybe for a number of reasons, but the one thing you worry about is the fact that since copper and galvanized pipes are that expensive, a lot of the water input into the homes happens to be plastic. Now, plastic may be innocent, but it may not be innocent. You've seen the recent things on baby bottles. with the stuff that's coming through.
Well,
now,
you're saying, Dr. Al, that there can be estrogen in that plastic, and
absolutely,
that estrogen could leach into the water.
Absolutely. So the point of it is, realistically, if you get a water district throughout the country, if you get a water district that really, a municipal water district that really, really does care, and they've got the ability, it doesn't cost them that much to, one, not only do their municipal water, do well water, and do water coming out of plastic. Okay, because from their standpoint, if there is estrogen coming out of plastic, it's going to make it better for them financially anyway, even though from a health standpoint, and it'll be better that way too, if there are what they call xenoestrogens. When they come out of plants, they call it phytoestrogens.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's an article on that where you can look at pomegranate. You can look at some of the things that we all eat and love that are high in estrogen besides soy.
That add, yeah, that
yeah, but the point of it is, yeah,
the effects
guilty
of the imbalance. So at any rate, I need to interrupt here because we're going to have to take care of advertisers and sponsors. And at this point, Dr. Al's saying pretty much all the symptomology indicates that Abby probably has the imbalance. So as we've talked about, we need to test her for the imbalance.
Okay.
At the same time, because of the fact that all of this started after she's in the house, this house that you've been in, he's saying, well, that could be coincidental, and, you know, maybe she's had a borderline imbalance most of her life. As she's getting older, the imbalance is getting worse, which would explain why now we're getting these behavioral symptoms in the middle of the night. It's simply because the imbalance is getting worse. Yeah, the estrogen's getting higher. But Dr. Al's saying it's better to eliminate everything. And so since there is the well water and you're doing the filter, he's saying check the water on general principles just to rule that off the course.
Okay.
But we check the dog. Now, I have questions. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors right now. So we're going to put Ann and Dr. Al on hold. But Dr. Al, I want to ask the next question is, when you think of a dog that's had a chronic sinus discharge on one side of the nose, to me that means there's either a tumor up there or something going on specifically, or there's a foreign body on that side. But neither of those have been found. So I want to know from you, Dr. Al, could there be something else besides that, or is that logical thinking? So you guys hold on. We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Animal World and Vet Sunday continues with Dr. Al and more with Ann and Abby straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, then pay close attention. Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Offer valid through March 30th, 2009. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Alternative Talk 1150 is on the interwebs. Dial us up at 1150KKNW.com.
Hey, Omar. Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. I hope you'll do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's the first Sunday of the month, and that means it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pleckner, author of Pets at Risk from Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. We are in the middle of a conversation with Dr. Al and Ann from Gig Harbor, who's calling about her 12-year-old collie, Abby, who has had chronic sinus discharge and pneumonia and health problems for the last 5 years since they've moved into the house that they're in now. For the last 5 months, she's been experiencing waking up in the middle of the night, being frightened and agitated, waking her people up, and that's just getting worse. So we will continue from there. Dr. Al, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Ann, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, all right. Still working. Woohoo. And Valerie is flying the bus right now. Because, you know, now that you sat, moved into that seat, Valerie, anything happens, it's your fault. Say, oh, she's turning red. She's cute. All right, here we go. So, Dr. Al, before the break, I was talking about, to me, you know, a chronic sinus discharge from one nostril only would indicate, you know, something going on, a tumor or something, and that apparently has been ruled off the course. But I would think of, you know, an inhaled stick or a piece of grass or something.
Foxtail.
Yeah, foxtail. Isn't that kind of logical thinking?
Well, yeah, these are the things you need to rule. I mean, what we're seeing right now is you need to do the obvious. You check for those. And normally, and in different professionals' experiences, they might find that, you know, you normally with a foxtail, you will get acute sneezing with blood in it. And it'll keep going.
Now, Ann, you mentioned that Abby's been sneezing.
Sneezing, blood.
No blood? Okay.
No. There's been no blood, but the point of it is, too, if the foxtail moves on through and it bends itself, then you get a connective tissue, scar tissue being formed around it, and you get like what they call a granuloma.
Mm-hmm.
The point of it is, with any of these disorders, it's not to say go to this syndrome. It's to say, hey, let's do the obvious. You know, if you got chronic diarrhea, for example, you can't go, well, it's probably irritable bowel syndrome from this. Check for parasites. It may be something stupid like roundworms.
Right.
Coccidia, you know. So the point of it is,
you got to rule everything
done,
off.
Dan's done everything she should have done and more.
Okay, well, now I want to know, Dr. Al, if there's a foreign body like a foxtail or a blade of grass or something got up there, they've scoped this dog, they've radiographed this dog. I mean,
they would have seen it.
Wouldn't they have seen that?
Yes. They would have seen it.
She's had a head x-ray, too.
Right. But wouldn't they have seen some evidence of that foreign body, or could that be missed on radiograph?
Well, it can be missed, certainly. I mean, you know, we make educated medical, you know, decisions on things. Sure, anything could have been missed. But the thing is, what you've got to look to is the fact that, one, she's got this psychological problem going. Two, when the IgAs are off, the estrogen is high. Wherever that antibody is in the body to protect the body is where you'll see chronic disease. So that'll be the nasal cavity. That's going to be the lungs, the respiratory, so on and so forth. And so no matter what the cause is, whether it's water, from the well, imbalance, what have you, the point of it is it can be controlled. It can be regulated. And it's very simple, but the thing is what needs to be done is you need to do this hormone antibody blood panel, and I'd be more than happy to make suggestions with your healthcare professional once it comes up, because that's your problem.
Where right now, when before,
away,
I want to say,
this, let's get it corrected. Yeah. Let's not continue on and go, well, I think it's this, and let's try it. No. This is what it is. This is what we need to do to get it corrected. Let's get it done with so she can live to be a happy 20-year-old collie.
I'm interrupting just now because I want everybody to know when we finish with this call, if I forget to tell everybody, Valerie, I want you to put Ann on hold so that Sandy, I want you to get Ann's contact information for me because I don't have her phone number, and I just want to make sure that I know how to get a hold of Ann. So just in case I forget, you guys, make sure that we don't dump Ann. All right. Now, Dr. Al, the fact that Abby has been treated with cortisone from time to time, and it's cleared up,
and she's got
what does that tell us?
Doesn't that say something to you?
If
she has a cortisone deficiency,
uh-huh.
You know, is the cortisone itself that great of implement, if you will, pharmacologically? Or does she have an imbalance that we gave her what she was deficient in and she got better? And the fact that the antibiotics didn't work, one, they may not have been absorbed. Two, if they did work, the point of it is, once that deregulated immune system is not protecting the body, then the one type of the cell called a B cell will not protect any patient against chronic bacterial infection, period. And it's pretty apparent what's going on here, I think. And I think that, you know, we can get, you know, Ann's dog fixed in a big hurry. And you have the people up there that you can refer to, I think.
Absolutely.
For humans and for dogs and cats and horses.
Now, Ann, you started to say something. Did you want to say something
else?
Now,
steroids and cortisone, that's the same stuff, right?
Yeah, it's all kind of the same thing.
Now, the steroids, cortisone, the whole bit, they're synthetics for replacement of the supposedly cortisol, which is we produce hopefully every day from 30 to 35 units every single day. So, yes, those things are synthetic replacements for that.
Yeah, there's lots of different forms of cortisone or steroids.
Some are short-acting. Dr. William Jeffries has done this for many years with a thing called Cortef, which only lasts 6 hours. So he never got into a situation with a patient where you had a residue. So if a patient took 2.5 to 5 milligrams four times a day, it was out of the system.
Oh, that's with humans.
Pure synthetics with Medrol Pred that lasts 24 hours. If you do have that metabolic blocking because of the high estrogen, then in 24 hours you still have residue. And that's where the professions have gotten into trouble because they haven't looked at using a thyroid compound along with the cortisol so that in 24 hours the body can detox that amount and you don't have a buildup.
Yep. Now, so pretty much we could say money on the table. This dog has the imbalance. You think, huh, Dr. Al?
I think so.
Yep. So we've got to test that. And then the treatment for dogs, Ann, is cortisone along with thyroid supplementation because they need the thyroid to metabolize the cortisone, which that's what Dr. Al was just talking about. So you don't get a buildup and negative side effects.
And you'll see the high estrogen, Ann, when the cortisols are off, and they can be there in huge amounts. But if the estrogen levels are high, it means that cortisol is defective. It's not working.
Okay.
And this is something we'll get into later. But the point of it is that estrogen binds thyroid. Even though they do all these fancy tests that I developed years ago with free T3, free all these free hormones, that's all good. Salivary shows you free hormones. 24-hour urine samples show you free hormone. The point of it is if the receptor sites for those hormones are blocked, you're going to have plenty of free hormone. Go, it's all free. Isn't that cool? No, it's not cool. The patient can't use it because the body is not utilizing it because of receptor binding.
Yeah, so what the simple way of saying that is you can run blood tests to see, that's how your thyroids are checked, folks, is that they run a blood test panel to see if the hormones are there. And if the hormones show up on the blood test, the interpretation is, okay, they're there, so they must be working. What Dr.
Correct.
Al says is just because they're there, you cannot assume that they are working because that's what this imbalance is all about. The hormones may be there, but that high estrogen is like wraps its arms around them and doesn't let them work. So they're there, but they're not working. And
exactly.
And that's where a lot of the problem comes in.
Well, laboratories are doing empirical levels.
And that's what you mean. Yeah, you mean
empirical
levels.
Here's 2,000. We did 2,000 patients. Now, they don't know what those patients have or where they're going or what's happened. But we'll say, well, we'll take 10% off the bottom, 10% off the top. So, for example, like for, say, a thyroid, say a storage thyroid, a T4, the labs will say, well, from 0.8 to 4 is normal. When it comes down to doing comparative levels where there are no signs of a thyroid problem, it's 2.0 to 4.5.
Now, so that may be a little bit too technical for most of the people that are listening
here. What you're looking
here,
at, though, is you go from empirical levels, the fact that it's there doesn't mean it's working, to comparative levels with this test that will let you know if it is working or not.
Yeah, and
how about that? I'm sorry. You know, I've lived this my whole life.
Oh, I know.
Life.
And,
it makes such a big difference.
Yeah. And Dr. Al was just talking basically about how laboratories come up with normal values. And basically he's saying that it isn't necessarily a reliable way to determine what's normal. But I want to go to another area here because the first thing we have to do is diagnose Abby to see if she has this imbalance. If she does, then we can treat her and stabilize these things. But aside from the treatment with the cortisol and the thyroid, diet and what this dog is eating is a big part of this also, isn't it, Dr.
Absolutely.
Al?
Absolutely, 100%.
And part of the process, you will need to get Abby on a hypoallergenic rotational diet, because if she's eating something she's allergically sensitive to, that can trigger all these symptoms as well.
Okay.
So what's Abby eat these days?
Well, she eats natural dog food. I give her crunchies, and I get the natural canned, and when she gets sick of that, then I actually have boiled some chicken for her and put that in with her crunchies. And we've tried a lot of different kinds. I've gone down to the natural food store down in Gig Harbor and talked to him about this stuff because we're thinking food allergies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's going to be very important for you to read the Pets at Risk book. Did we sign you up to get a copy, Ann?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, because...
Does that have diet in it?
Food sensitivities are all secondary to the imbalance.
Right, so
and
we'll have to do with all of that. Now, I have to say we're getting short on time here because I'm going to have to close us out on this whole conversation so we can get on to current events and Pet of the Week before Dr. Bernie joins us. But I wanted to mention the other part of this, just so you know, Dr. Al, and Ann's aware of this, we discussed at kind of great length what's going on with this dog, Abby, at night, and the fact that she wakes her people up and she panics and she acts frightened and she appears to be seeing things in the darkness. So we've discussed the possibility that there might be something that she is seeing. The imbalance can amplify her sensitivity on those levels because of the thyroid issues. But you also found out, you did some checking about the house you moved into, Ann, and as I recall, wasn't there a death in the house that wasn't disclosed?
We're not sure
about that. So there's a possibility that Abby, in my opinion, there's a possibility that Abby could be seeing things in the middle of the night, and there could be something going on related to this house because all of this started after they moved in. It could be coincidental. It could be related to the water, as Dr. Al said. But I thought, well, that will be great. Let's do a two-prong approach. So Ann is we're gonna have you call back at noon.
Good.
So that Robin, Alexis, and Mystic Radio, so that Robin can do a check-in and a reading for you and Abby. And I want you to tell her, you know, that you spoke with us earlier, on Animal World, that, your dog is waking up in the middle of the night in a panic state and acts like she's seeing things. And I think Robin will be able, she's such a gifted psychic and mystic, she'll be able to tune in and tell us right away if there's something energetically or going on with the house or whatever that might be influencing all of this.
And ask her also if it should influence Ann and her husband's too, you know, whether they've seen things too or felt things.
Ah, okay.
Well, my husband saw lights when we first moved in. And just the other day, we do live down a very long driveway. It's on a little over 1.5 acres. Long driveway with just a huge field behind us, so somebody would have to come all the way down. Lights on the back wall. Just the other day he woke up, he thought he saw headlights.
I think there's something going on. Unfortunately, we need to wrap all this up because we've got to stay on schedule. But, Ann, we're going to put you on hold so Sandy can get your contact information. And then I want you calling back right at noon so that Robin can read for you today, and we'll get the answer about that, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to listen to hear what happens with Robin, and then you contact me off the air, okay?
That sounds wonderful.
All right, and we will keep you posted on what happens with Ann and Abby in Gig Harbor, and it could be a doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm excited. All right, Dr. Al, hold on. And hold on. We will take care of our advertisers and sponsors and be back with an ever so brief current events because there's nothing new on the schedule and Pet of the Week with King County Animal Care and Control. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human-certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Founded in 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers classes for everyone, from the pet and horse owner to the career seeker. Classes are available for large and small animal massage, as well as much more. You'll find online and classroom courses, workshops, and enrichment courses. Tuition financing is available. Interested? To learn more, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. Mark your calendar for a one-day Fundamentals of Animal Massage workshop on April 11th and the two-day Animal Communication class on April 25th.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The Norwalk, and no, sorry to say, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here for another hour until noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We'll get back to Vet Sunday for the next hour. Dr. Bernie Bleem from Illinois will be joining us. Right now, it is time for an ever-so-brief current events. We're not even going to do the music because there is nothing new on current events other than to tell you that tickets are now on sale for the 20th anniversary Tuxes and Tails fundraiser for the Humane Society in Bellevue. So if you want to get your tickets, you can get those now. And I just want to remind you that it's going to be a week from next Saturday, the 14th of March, I will be at Jones and Company Pets in Marysville from 11 to 1 a.m. Bring your animal friends and your animal behavior training and healing questions. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to coach you through your problems with your animal friends, and you can take advantage of all the wonderful sales up there. So that's Saturday, the 14th of March, Jones and Company Pets in Marysville. Be there or be square. All right, so that's going to do us for current events, and that brings us to our Pet of the Week. Very good, Valerie. You did it.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter?
Meow.
The one with the take me home eyes.
Meow, meow, meow.
If you give him love and attention,
tell but maybe it's not a dog this week. That would be time for us to introduce Interim Manager of King County Animal Care and Control, Nancy McKinney, is with us. Good morning, Nance.
Good morning, Martha.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You keeping that place in shape down there now?
We are. You know, there are just so many animals that keep coming in. Keeps us busy.
Well, and we have good news. Good news for us, bad news for Rhonda, my webmaster this week, because you picked us a nice pet of the week.
Oh, he was great.
On Friday, and we try to give Rhonda, my webmaster, extra notice because it takes a while, you know, to put all this technical stuff together and get the picture and all of that up on the website. And then, of course, the one you picked got adopted yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's good karma that we were all thinking about Mickey, who had such a great personality, had been there for a while, and yes, wouldn't you know it.
So Rhonda had to do double duty because Mickey got home, and we're very pleased about that. So you picked us out another pet of the week. So who is our pet of the week?
Oh, he is a handsome boy. His name is Figaro, and he is a domestic short-haired neutered cat.
Figaro, Figaro, Figaro.
And exactly, and he does respond to you, as they say, with gentle meows when you talk to him.
And he looks like a tuxedo kitty.
Exactly. He is mostly black with the white blaze down his chest, so he's wearing a little tuxedo. And the reason we are looking for a new home is nothing against Figaro, but his owner passed away. So they had no alternative, so they brought him to King County Animal Control in Kent. He's only 2 years old, uses his litter box, current on a shot, including rabies, and he's actually being treated for a little kitty cold right now, but doing well. And his favorite activities actually are sitting in someone's lap or sitting in the windowsill. So he'd do well living indoors only. And again, he's just a handsome boy. So if you're looking for a great cat with lots of life to live and love to give, think about Figaro.
Well, at 2 years old, you know, that's a young cat. They're usually pretty active at that age, yet he's a snuggle bug and likes to just sit in your lap?
Exactly.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And again, you know, we get animals for a variety of reasons, and our adult cat adoption fee is pretty reasonable for all the care and things you get with our adoption fee. It's only $35.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can adopt a cat for $35?
No. And it
that's really good. What does that include?
It includes the license if you live in any of the jurisdictions that King County Animal Control serves. His neuter surgery, which is already done. His health exam, you can go to your own vet within 5 days of adoption and make sure he's completely healthy. And you get lots of adoption information, materials, free starter food. So it's a pretty good deal to adopt from King County. And, you know, we're getting close to the time where we will have lots of kittens, but we want to get these adult young cats out first.
So you aren't seeing a whole bunch of kittens come in yet?
Knock on wood, not as many, but we know, you know, spring is around the corner.
Well, it used to be, you know, when you and I were young, there was definite kitten season. I mean, there would be, that was when, you know, I was back working at veterinary hospitals. You know, I'd get panic calls in the winter because people wanted kittens and there were just no kittens anywhere to be had. Well, that kind of changed over the years with all the kitty overpopulation, and it seemed that kitten season kind of became 12 months a year.
Right.
But now it sounds like at least you haven't been inundated with kittens throughout this winter cycle.
Right. Not yet. We're preparing.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, but that could happen any time.
Right.
So Figaro is available at the Kent shelter.
Correct.
And you do have hours today, so somebody wants this adorable tuxedo Figaro, 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 who loves to sit in your lap and in the window, they can come down. What hours today?
We're open at 11 to 6.
11 to 6. So you're open, just a couple
they're
of minutes.
They're probably open the gates right now.
Doors are opening as we speak, and they're there till 6. Now, if you have questions about Figaro or any other animals or want to arrange something related, you can give them a call, 206-296-7387, and that will get you through, right? That's the number for the Kent shelter, correct?
Right.
Okay, so 206-296-7387. The kitty of the week is Figaro. I forgot to ask you about, Nancy, about Betty from I don't know if she's been adopted.
She has not. She's the 6-year-old hound mix, mostly coon hound.
Yeah.
Great personality, wags her tail so much that she has to have it bandaged up because she got it a little sore, rubbed raw. Great, mellow coon hound mix. She's still up for adoption.
Okay, so this is going on a couple of weeks here on Pet of the Week, so we need to get Betty a home.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, click on Current Events, you will find Figaro's picture and description there. You'll also find Betty the Hound.
Great.
From last week. Anything else going on down there we need to know about, Nance?
No, that should do it. We're just focusing on adoptions right now.
All right, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So thank you for taking the time to tell us all about Figaro. And we will have a new Pet of the Week next week, right?
We will, and thank you. We appreciate all the attention you're giving to our shelter animals.
Well, you're doing such a good job of cleaning up that place down there, and that we really want to support you.
Thanks.
All right, Nance, we'll talk to you again next week.
Have a good week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so check it out, marthanorwalk.com. Click on Current Events. You can check out the Pets of the Week. That's going to wrap us up for Current Events, Pet of the Week. Oh, and I should also let you know that next week is the second Sunday of the month. Gary will be freezing in North Dakota. Valerie will be flying our bus. You're going to have to tell me how you fly a bus. I'm going to have Bob that. But we will be doing, well, we'll start off as usual with follow-up animals in the news and the good news about animals. We will be talking to NuPro supplements. These are the supplements. I've had some really miraculous results with some of my animals. Tell you about that so you can learn more about the NuPro supplements. And Sandy will join me in the studio for Sandy and Martha Sunday, and who knows what we'll be talking about. But phone lines will be open, and we would love to have your behavior training and healing questions. So hope you'll